Today's daf is Becharos Daf Lamed. We're holding on Daf Chav Tesam and Beis. We're at the Mishnah at the very end of Chav Tesam Beis, the last Mishnah in Chav Tesam and Beis. So we're discussing people who are chashud to violate certain averos, and what do we have to suspect them of, what do we not have to suspect them of. What other wrongdoing do we assume that they have? Where do they lose ne'amanus? In which areas of halacha? So says the Mishnah, chashud dios mocher truma l'shum chulin. Let's say a person is chashud to sell truma with the claim that it's chulin, lying to people and telling people that it's really chulin when in fact it is truma. So in lochim menu afilu mayim umelech div Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, not only can you obviously not buy produce from them, because you're going to buy produce, they're going to tell you it's chulin and it's really going to be truma. Not only can't you buy produce from them, you're not even allowed to buy water or salt from them, even though there's no truma to be taken on water or salt. So that's the extra chumrah that we add in, that you can't even buy things that are not at all associated with truma. That was Esav. Esav would ask Shilas about how to be mafresh trum samaisros on salt. So we're not allowed to purchase even mayim umelech from them. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol sheyesh bo zikas truma maisros ein lochim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it has to at least have something to do with truma samaisros. Water, salt has no connection whatsoever with truma samaisros, so that you are allowed to buy from them. But anything that has any sort of affiliation whatsoever, even if it's not technically chayiv in truma samaisros, but has any sort of association with that which is chayiv in truma samaisros, that you wouldn't be able to buy from them. Water, salt isn't even at all associated with truma samaisros. So what does that mean? Something that's associated with truma samaisros but isn't exactly produce? So la suye mai, what's that coming to include? Asked the Gemara. La suye kirve dogim de ma'arvi buhu shemen zayis. We're talking about the innards of a fish which get shemen zayis mixed in with them sometimes. So at least that there's a chashash that there's shemen zayis which requires truma samaisros. So when you buy the fish parts, so that's what you're not allowed to purchase from these people, because there might be shemen zayis in there, and shemen zayis is certainly something that is chayiv in trumos and maestros. But to buy water and salt, again, Rabbi Shimon Shita is that wouldn't be a problem, because that has no connection whatsoever with trumas and maestros. And obviously to buy that which is produce, everyone would agree, is seriously problematic. So anyway, the question, of course, is over here. We're saying that someone who's chashur to sell truma b'tora schulin, you're not allowed to buy these things from. But it's you're not allowed, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not even allowed to buy things when there's no chashash that it's truma, water, salt. There's no chashash about water and salt. It's just for extra machmir that you have to stay away from buying anything from the person. So the Sfasemis just points out, why don't we say the same thing about a chashar al b'choros, that we make such a knas that someone who's chashar al b'choros, you shouldn't be allowed to buy anything from him. Why is it dafka chashar al truma? According to Rabbi Shimon, I understand that we're only going to refrain from those things that might have truma issues with them. So b'chashar al b'choros, you're not going to make such a din that you're not allowed to buy oil, because what does oil have to do with b'choros? But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not allowed to buy mayim umelach, this is obviously a knas, because we think this guy is a terrible person who's doing terrible things, so we don't want him to even have the business of being able to sell mayim umelach. So frektus fasemes, why by chashar al b'choros don't we say the same thing? So fasemes writes that there's a big difference. By the chashar al b'choros, Rashi explained, what does it mean to be chashar al b'choros? It means that he's chashar to be matil mum on a b'chor. So on such a chashad, we're not going to be as machmir as we are with truma, because for truma you chayv misa. If someone's chashal truma, he's chayv misa. So Rabbi Yehuda wasn't gozer. That's why Rabbi Yehuda wasn't gozer. But chashal shviyas, since it's einu chayv misa, anything that's einu b'misa, he's not going to be gozer. But as Fasemis points out, this only works according to Shitas Rashi, that chashal b'choros means that it's going to be matul mum in a b'char. But if chashal b'choros is the way Tosus explained, that he's going to sell a b'chor tam mamish, so he is chashur on a vera that's even more serious, an vera of kares, of shchitas kachim b'chutz. So min adin, Rabbi Yehuda should make a gzeira on such a person that he couldn't even buy mayim umelech from him. So according to Tosos, it's much more challenging. This would seem to fit much better according to Rashi, why it is that we dafka identify the guy who sells truma l'shem chulin as someone that we want to make these extra gzeros on. Okay, last line on the page, chavtes on beisa, hu tafcha davachashel duzvuni tarba da'atma b'mardachanta. There was a certain butcher who was chashu to sell the chelev of the klayos that were forbidden fats with the claiming that they were in fact kosher fats, that it was chelev tar, which is called kanta, meaning he would sell non-kosher stuff and say that it was kosher. Can say Rava luzvune afilu amguze. So Rava made a knas on him that he's out of business. Obviously, he's not allowed to sell meats and fats and those things anymore. But not only that, he's not even allowed to sell nuts. He's not even allowed to sell things that lechora are not problematic at all and have nothing to do with what he had violated. So I'm Rav Papa l'Rava. So Rav Papa said to Rava, Kiman ki Rabbi Yehuda. So you're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that we're going to make the gzeira even on things that are outside of the area of his chashad, of where we're choshed him for. So Ikra Yehuda, feel Mayim HaMelech Nami. So then why are you saying nuts? He shouldn't even be able to sell Mayim HaMelech. We shouldn't even allow him to sell water or salt. Sounds like from the fact that we made a knas that he can't sell nuts, that things that are less than nuts, like water and salt, he would be able to sell. So says Gmar Liolam Rabbi Shimon. Now really, we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon, that we don't make this extra knas on water and salt. Ubi Surah du Gufei Kansinan Lei. We're going to make a knas on anything that was that aided him in this isser that he had done, meaning he had done the isser of selling fats that were non-kosher, claiming that they were kosher. Any type of product that may have aided in that isser and had something to do with that isser, we're going to forbid him from selling. And nuts had a role in that isser. How so? Stam dardiki garubam guze, because children tend to like nuts. That was candy back then. They didn't have candy. They had nuts. Kloyos ve'egozim. The Gemara Masechet Pesachim says that there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, and part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif is to give everyone you give nashim what makes them happy. Give katanim what makes them happy. Everyone gets what makes them happy. So what is so a woman gets begadim tzavonim, children get kleos ve'egozim. That's what we do to keep them awake, the Gemara says, for the Seder. You give them kleos ve'egozim. So it was very common back in those days that children were like nuts. Thank God the candy industry has improved significantly since then, and now they like other things. But anyway, so since children enjoy nuts, va'azul m'shabish l'bnei tavchi that they would bribe the kids with nuts to go and steal certain fats from their parents and bring them to the store, and then he would go and he would sell it with the claim that it was actually the kosher kinds of fats. So since the nuts helped him along in violating the Aveira, that's why we don't allow him to even sell nuts anymore. That's how we would bribe the children. That would be his hook to bribe the children to help him along in violating this Aveira. That's why they made the knas on nuts. But it goes without saying, obviously, that he's never going to be allowed to open up a butcher shop again, right? That's pashut, that he's not going to be allowed to sell meats and fats again. That's a davar pashut. Okay, new Mishnah. Hachashar al shviyah, someone who's chashar on shmita, einu chashar al maisos, does not necessarily mean that he's chashar on maisos. As Rashi says, v'lochli mimenu tvua b'shar shnei shavua, so you could buy grain from him the rest of the years of the shmita cycle, just not in the shmita year. Ve'ein tzrichim la'aser v'adai, ela demai, and you don't have to take off maisos, assuming that the v'adai were not taken off, rather you treat it like demai. That's what it means, that he's not chashar al maisos. So asks the Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnayos, tells Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnayos, what's Rashi saying? Because he's not chashar al maisros, that's why you treat it like demai. What do you mean? If he is chashar al maisros, also you would only treat it like demai. You wouldn't treat it like maisr vadai. Someone who's chashar al maisros doesn't mean you know for sure that he never ever takes maisros. It means that he's chashud. In fact, rova meha aretz, our master name, Rova Me'aretz, we assume, do take maestros. So why is it that we're saying, that Rashi is saying, that when he's not chashal maestros, then you would be ma'aser demai? No, if he is chashal maestros, you should be ma'aser demai. So the Magia and the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that maybe by a chashud it's considered like a vadai. That when he's chashud al maestros, considered, he's no longer bechlal, the Rova Me'aretz ma'aser mehein, he would be considered like a vadai, that he's not ma'aser, and you would even have to take off Trumas and Maestros with a bracha if he was Chashar Ala Maestros. So we're saying that no, but if he's Chashar Ala Shvis, he's not Chashar Ala Maestros, then he reverts back to just Staminama Aretz, where Rova Meretz Ma'asim Rehim, where the din is only that you have a din of Demai, you don't treat it like pure Tevel. So anyway, but just because someone is chashed for Shemitah doesn't mean he's chashed for Maestros. Back in the Mishnah, ha-chashed ala Maestros ain't no chashed ala Shvius, and it works in the reverse as well. Someone who's chashed ala Maestros is not necessarily chashed on Shvius. Ha-chashed al zeh v'yal zeh chashed ala Taros. If he's chashed for both Maestros and Shvius, so then he's chashed on Taros as well. From the lesson of the Mishnah, it sounds like that when he's chashed on both, it's only then that he's chashed on Taros, but if he's chashed on one or the other, a Maestros or Shvius, then he's not chashed on Taros. But in the Gemara, the Gemara is going to explain the reason that he's chashed on Taros is because he's chashed on Daraisa, he's going to be chashed on Darabanan. That Taros, what we refer to over here, is some sort of Din Darabanan relating to Taharos, and we say that if a guy is chashed to violate a Din Daraisa, of Maestro, of Shvius, so we assume he's chashed to violate a Din Darabanan as well. So that makes it sound like if it's one or the other, it doesn't have to be that he's chashed al zeh, ve al zeh. The vav over here means or. He's chashed on Maestros or on Shvius. He's going to be chashed al taros. It doesn't have to be both. And in fact, that's abundantly clear in the Rambam, that the Rambam clearly assumes that way, that we're talking about. The Rambam in Mitami Mishkov Moshev, Parakir Alach Yir Aleph, clearly assumes that if you're chashed on one or the other, you're chashed on taros. He says, if you're chashed al Shvius, o al atruma, shemar chul shum chul, and arei chashed al taros. Shah chashed al dvar shal tar, arei chashed al dvar sofrim. So the Rambam says exactly the explanation of the Gemara, that even if you're chashed on one or the other, it's enough to make you chashed al taros. V'yeshu chashed al taros, but sometimes a person could be chashed al taros, ve'enu chashed lo al zeh, ve'lo al zeh, but he's not chashed on Shvius, nor is he chashed on Maestros. Zeh klal, ha-chashed al davar lo dan v'lo me'ido. Someone who's chashed on something cannot be a judge on that matter, nor can he be an aid on that matter. He's absolutely untrustworthy when it comes to that matter. So normally a zeh klal comes to summarize, it's a rule that encapsulates all of the previous halachos of the Mishnah. So Tazyantov points out that l'chora, the word zeh klal don't really fit over here. It's not at all kolel the dinim that we set up until this point. So the Tazyantov quotes from the Rambam, the Pirusha Mishnah, is that which we say zeh klal means to say that if you're chashed al shum davar, bein mi drabban, bein mi daraisa, if you're chashed on anything, whether it be drabban or daraisa, you're chashed al isur, on other isurim that are like it or less, meaning you chash on anything as severe on an even level or less than that, but not on an isser that's more chamer from it on any level, meaning if there's another isser that in any way whatsoever is more chamer than the isser on which you are chashud, so you're not going to be chashud on that more chamer isser. And that's what the Zaklal is coming to include. So he says that that just doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah so much. Okay, but that's a difficult lashon, Zaklal over here. So it says Gemara, my taima, why is it that when you're chashal shvius, you're not chashal maestros? So it says Gemara, shvius lo bayi choma, maestro, kivin to bayi choma, chomer lei. Because on a certain level, maestro is more chomer than shvius. Why is maestro more chomer than shvius? Because Shemitah doesn't have to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. Maestro, referring to maestro sheni over here, does need to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim, and therefore people treat it with more severity. So just because you're chashed on a davar kal of Shemitah doesn't mean you're also going to be chashed on what you perceive to be a davar chamur, which is meiser, which requires choma. Ha-chashra al-meiser. In the reverse also we said that if a person is chashra al-meiser, he's not chashra on Shemitah, so it must be some chumrah that Shemitah has over meiser. So my time, why is that? Meiser is lepidyon. Shvi is kiven de kamitzra lei, v'les lepidyon chamira lei. Meiser, you could always be pod de meiser. Shemitah, you don't have that ability because once a produce has been labeled as produce of Shemitah, so there's no way to be poded at any point anymore. The Shach writes that according to the Torah, if someone is chashed on Nisr Chamur, he's considered chashed even on Nisr Kal, even if the Isser Kal is chamor in the Enei Abrios. People consider the Isser Kal to be more chamor. That's what the Shach writes, that if you're chashal nisr chamor, you're going to be chashal nisr kal, even if people don't know that the Isser Kal is really an Isser Kal. They think that the Isser Kal is an Isser chamor. So the Chavis Das asks, what are you talking about? Our Gemara says that if you're chashal maisros, you're not chashal shavias. I maisros is more chamor be Enei Abrios for the the Isser Maisr is chamer, because it's Tevel is onus Misa, and the Isser Shvius is only Belav. So you see that the fact that something is chamer be'inei abrios itself should make it that we're not necessarily chashur from one to the other. So that's the kasha that they ask on the Shach. It sounds like the point is that do we assume that if someone does Avera A, he's necessarily going to do Avera B? So that is totally on a person's attitude. That's totally on what his attitude is toward Avera A and toward Avera B. Does he assume that one is worse than the other? Okay, Chashra al Zev, V'al Zev. The Mishnah said, if you're Chashra, Maisros, and Shvias, the Mishnah had said that your Chashra and Taro says as well. So, Kivan the Chashra Doraisa, Kolshkin at Rabbanan. And the Svar is very simple. If you're Chashra to violate Doraisas, so you're going to be Chashra for the less severe things, the Rabbanans as well. So it sounds like from our Gemara that eating stuff betuma, eating food that's Tameh, is itself an Isser Derabbanan. The Rambam in Tumas Ochlin, Perek Tezayin, Halach Yud Beis, says that it's not even that. That there's no Isser whatsoever in eating food that's Tameh. Because the Rambam writes, even though it's mutter to eat Ochlin Tameim, and Lishtos Mashkin Tameim, still the Chasidim Arishonim would eat their Chulin Betara, and they were careful from all sorts of Tumah for their entire lives. And those Chasidim Arishonim are people that we would call Prushim. And that's a Kedusha Yisera to be knowing that way. So that's why that Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perla explains that the Rambam holds Chashal Tairo doesn't mean that you eat tame food, it means you chashud limkor ochlim tameim becheska shem ochlim taurim. You chashud to lie about taros, that you're going to sell tame food claiming that it's tahar. So, and food that's tame that is only mitame other things midrabanan. So, in that way, you're in violation of drabanans. You're chashud to be machshil people in drabanans. That's how the rabbi must understand the Gemara. That's why, if you're chashud on daraisa, kolshkin you're chashud on taros, meaning to sell tamei things, claiming that they are tahar, which is itself only a problem midrabanan. Says Gemara Vayter, v'yesh chashal al taros, and sometimes a person is chashal al taros, the Mishnah had said, and he's not chashal al maestros or in shvias. So my time, why is that so? Nihia d'rabbanon chashal al daraisa lo chashid, because all we see is that the person is chashal to violate dinim d'rabbanon. Who says he's going to violate dinim daraisa? So frakti Gemara Raminhi, neman al taros, neman al shvias, that we said that if someone is neman al taros, so by definition he's neman al shvias as well. Ha chashid chashid, which makes it sound like if he's chashur on taros, that we're automatically going to assume that he's chashur on shavias as well. So how can you tell me in our Mishnah that when you're chashur on taros, you're not chashur on shavias? We have a brace that says if you're chashur on taros, you are chashur on shavias. So I'm Rabbi Loi Masnissin, Kishari Inuhu Shenoig Bitsina. When our Mishnah says you're not chashud, it means we saw him observing the laws of Maisos and Shvias privately when no one was looking. So you can't just say that if he looks like he's observing those laws, it's only doing it as a show. You saw that he does it even Betzina, even when nobody was looking. So you have such a case, then it turns out that he's chashud on Taros, you're not going to assume that he's chashud on that which we know he's been observing privately. We're not going, he has a chazakol already, that he observes these halachas of Maestros and Shvius privately, so we're not going to assume that he's given up those halachas. Rabbi Yane Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Kigon Dava Chashud the Travayu. Rabbi Yane Rabbi Shmuel says, no, the case is as follows. The guy was originally chashud for everything. He was chashud for Maestros, for Shvius, for Taros, va'asa kamei Rabbanan, v'kabel ha'travayu. And he came to the Rabbanan, And he said that he's going to be mekabel he's going to be mekabel both of these halachos. He's going to be much more careful about both of these halachos. Vahadr ichshir achad minayu, and then it turned out that he was chashud on one of them. Darminan migo dechashraha chashinami aidach. So he was mekabel that he's going to start observing both of them. He used to not observe either one of them. So as soon as he slips in one, we assume he slipped in both areas. That's when we say that if you're chashra al taros, you're chashra maisos and shviyas. But our Mishnah, which says that Yichash Al Taros, Yinach Hashem Maestros Shvius, is where the person doesn't have a history of violating both of them, where he needed a special Kabbalah that he's no longer going to violate both of them. Amar Rav Barachan, Amar Rav Yochanan, Zudiver Rav Yekiva Satim Ta'a, Aval Chamar Mechash Al Shvius, Chash Al Maestr. That this is the assumption of Rav Yekiva Satim Ta'a, but the Chachamim say that if Yichash Al Shmita, Yichash Al Maestr as well. So Man Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda, Deba Asri Debi Rabbi Yehuda Shviyas Chamirulei. Who are these Chachamim that say that if you chash al Shviyas, you chash al Maaser? That's assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda assumes that Shmita is something that's Chamirulehu, that people treat more severely. So therefore, someone's chash on that which is more Chamor and Shmita, which people treat more severely, then certainly they're going to be chash on Maaser as well, which people treat with a lower level of severity. Dahuda, how do we know people treat Shmita with a higher level of severity? Dahuda There were two guys that were having an insult shouting match. So one of them said to the other, "You're a ger, the son of gerim," as a way of mocking him. So the rank out that in return is, at least I don't eat Shemitah produce like you do. So you see that was something that they considered very terrible, that they would eat Shemitah produce. That's like making fun of his mother to say that he eats Shemitah produce. So that was the response to someone who's a ger, the son of Gerim. Now telling a person who's a Ger that he's a Ger, the son of Gerim, is an Issa Daraisa. It's a very severe Issa Daraisa. There isn't a pasuk in the Torah, the son of Isha Samiso, that and we Chazal understand, the Gemara Metzia Daf Nun Ches understands that doesn't only relate to the Isra of Ona'as Mamon, to cheat somebody in business, it's also an Isra of Ona'as Dvarim. You're not allowed to say things that are hurtful to people. And the Torah goes out of its way to warn us no less than 36 times that a Ger has to be treated with sensitivity. Chizkuni the Chizkuni writes that warning that the Torah needs to warn us so many times because a lot of times gerim are easy targets. They're not always familiar with all the minhagim and exactly how to do all the things in Judaism. They descend from people who are very distant from the Jewish people, and that opens them up to ridicule a little bit. So that's why, since they're such easy targets, people tend to make fun of them. So the Gemara B'Metzia Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis says that the iser of harassing a convert is absurd, the Gemara says, because it's like someone who's a Baal Mum making fun of somebody else who has that same Mum, that look at you, you're a Baal Mum. But what do you mean? How could you make fun? You have that same Mum. So the Gemara says, we're all Gerim. We all come from we were all once Gerim in Mitzrayim, and therefore harassing other Gerim is completely and totally absurd. But it's a very terrible Isser, but apparently that was a common way to insult people. You would call him Daira Bar Dayarta, but for our purposes, the Gemara is really trying to emphasize the comeback line, that look, you're Chashon al Shvius, so you see how seriously people took the halachos of Shvius. It's in Tosos over here, points out that the Gemara Masech HaShabbos says that people are not chashud on truma, that in truma people aren't going to violate truma so easily. Why? Because why would you want to violate the halachos of truma? Why would you leave your produce without taking truma from it? After all, it's so easy to take truma. Chita achas poteres es kolakri. All you need to do is take off one stalk of wheat, and that will cover everything, all of your truma altogether. So Tosa says, according to Shmuel, we should say the same thing about maisos, about maiser sheni, that a person shouldn't be chashud on maiser sheni, because maiser sheni is really easy. All you have to do is, according to Shmuel, you could be poda a great value of Maaser Sheni, a lot of Maaser Sheni produce on a pruta achas, on a single pruta. Shmuel holds shava mana shechilal shava pruta mechulal, that you could be mechal shava mana on a shava pruta. So he says, I don't understand, why would anyone be chashud on maestros? It's the same, it should be the same thing as truma, where it's so easy to take care of it. Tosos also says, mestaver that bezmana zev, the din of Shmuel is even a din lechatchila. Meaning, it used to be when Shmuel originally said his din that if you take shava mana and mechal al shava pruta that it's mechulal, it's bidiyeva that it works, that it's mechal the meiser. But nowadays, where there's where it's now even going to be a din lechachila that you're allowed to do it, just like by hegdish where the Gemara Nerichin says that you're allowed to do it even lechachila because we can't treat it with all the full kedusha anyway. So we might as well even do it lechachila. We might as well minimize the amount of stuff that has kedushas meiser sheni. So Tosus is tarets that there's a big difference between meiser and truma. Even though by truma we're not chashur because it's so easy to fix it, when it comes to meisers we are chashur because sometimes you simply won't have a pruta, you won't have a money around to be mechalid. See, the thing about truma is it's not only easy to be mesakin it, you could be mesakin it minei ubei. All you need to do is take off a stalk of wheat from the pile of wheat that's in front of you. By meiser it involves taking something from the outside. To be mesakin the meiser, you need to have a coin upon which to be poda the meiser. The Bi'ur Agra's matari is different. He says the Gemara over here is being done within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, meiser sheni is mamon hedyot. So you could say that be'emes the whole takan of Shmuel doesn't apply according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the whole svara of Shmuel is built on the concept that eino na'a bet deshos, that there's no din of na'a of overcharging of charging wrong when it comes to hegdish. So that's only when it comes to hegdish. So if you assume meiser sheni is mamon gavoa, so then I understand very well Shmuel's din that if you take shava money, it could be mechalit on shava pruta. But if you assume meiser sheni like Rabbi Yehuda is mamon hedyot, so then you do have dinim of na'a, then maybe Shmuel's whole din doesn't apply. That's how the gra is metari. It's vaitu in the Gemara. Ikeda amri yam rabbi rabbanan rabbi yochanan zudiv rabbi akiva satim ta'a. That this is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. V'cham amrim chashar al meiser chashar al shvis. The chum say that someone who's chashar al meiser is chashar al shmita as well. Man chachamim rabbi meir he damar chashar l'davar echad havi chashar l'kal ha'tara kula. The chacham would be Rabbi Meir who assumed that if someone is chashar for one thing, so he's necessarily chashar on everything else as well, on kal ha'tara kula. Rabbi Yonav Rabbi Yirmiya Talmidei Rabbi Zira va'amri la Rabbi Yonav Rabbi Zira Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan, the two Talmidim of somebody, either Rabbi Yonav and Rabbi Yirmiya the Talmidim of Rabbi Zira, or Rabbi Yonav and Rabbi Zira the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, had a machlokas. Chad amar aval chamar mechashar al shviyas chashud ala meiser man chacham Rabbi Yehuda. One said that if you're chashud al shviyas, you're chashud on meiser, and we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda. V'chad amar chashud al meiser chashud al shviyas, and the other said in the reverse that if you're chashud on meiser, you're chashud on shviyas man chachamim Rabbi Meir. And the chacham that we're referring to are Rabbi Meir holds that if you're chashud on one thing, you're chashud on everything. Where do we find these shittos? To Tanya, we have a price as follows: Amo aretz shekibul of divrei chaverus. Let's say you have an amo aretz. So Namarat is chashur on a variety of things. But he comes one day and he says, I am now going to start acting like a chaver. I'm being mekabel on myself, divrei chaverus. What does that entail? What exactly is he mekabel on himself? So Rashi points out, mefarish b'tosefta b'mesechus tamai, that he's mekabel the following things. Shelo yitein truma meiser la'amaretz. First of all, he's not going to give truma meiser to la'amaretz. V'shelo yase taharos etz la'amaretz. He's not going to deal with taharos together with la'amaretz. V'sheyoch al chulin b'tara. He's going to start eating even his chulin b'tara. V'sheyaser eshu ochel. He's going to take off meisers from everything he eats. V'eshu mocher and everything he sells. V'eshu lokeach and everything he buys. That's divrei chaverus. That's what it means that the amaretz is mekabel upon himself, divrei chaverus. V'nechshad l'davar echad. And then it turns out that we have reason to suspect that he's in violation of something. So nechshad l'kal ha'tara kula divrei meir. Rameir says right away we suspect him of everything. Once he slips in one area, we assume he slipped everywhere. V'cham romrein nechshad l'osu davar bilvad. And V'cham say no, he's only chashad on that one area that we have reason to suspect him on. Hager shekibul of divrei Torah. Once we're talking about someone who's mekabel something, let's say you have a ger who's mekabel of divrei Torah, meaning obviously by definition a ger is someone who's mekabel divrei Torah. He has to be, his kabbalah's mitzvahs is part of his gerus, so afilu nechshal davar echad, havichashal kol haTorah kula. Then he slips in one area, you assume he slipped everywhere. Since he was used to living his whole life without any rules, without any mitzvos, so now he's mekabel all the mitzvos, but then you see he's not really, he's slipping in one of them, so you assume that he slipped in all of them. V'areu ki Yisrael mumer, and we treat him like Yisrael mumer, nafkamina di kaddish kiddush of kiddushin. When we say we treat him like Yisrael mumer, it means that his kiddushin is still something that we're going to have to be choshish for, and his wife is going to need a get, but but he's not trusted for anything whatsoever. The Beis Meir in Yerideas and Kuf Yutes wonders why did the poskim leave this din out. This isn't mentioned in Shulchan Aruch that a ger that's chashul davar echad is automatically chashul kol haTorah kula. Shouldn't this be mentioned somewhere in Shulchan Aruch? So he says it could be that the poskim are samech on that which it does say in Shulchan Aruch in the Yerideas and Kuf Yutes Sivav, where it says that if you're chashul on shnei dvarim and then you were chozer and you're no longer chashul on either one of them, and then you go back to being chashul on one of them, even if it's the more lenient of the two, rechoshesh that you were chozer lesuro on both of them, rechoshesh that you went back to your bad ways on both of those issues. So therefore it stands to reason that a ger was chashul on everything, then he was mekabel on himself to observe taryag mitzvos, and now he's chashul on one mitzvah, even if it's one of the more kal ones, we're going to assume automatically that he has slipped in every area. That is the approach of the Beis Meir. So it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, not because it's not true. It is true. We do accept this halacha. It's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch because it's included already in another halacha we have in Shulchan Aruch. The Chachma Shlomo in Yerdeya, Simon Reish Samaches, writes that this brisa is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch because it's not correct la halacha. It's only within Shitas Reb Meir who holds that Chashul Davrech or Chashul Kol HaTorah Kula. Why then do we say ger? Sounds like it's dafka did in a ger, that a regular Rameir holds anybody who's chashul davarech or chashul kol haTorah kula. So why are we highlighting dafka a ger? He says, nah, we only mention a ger to teach us the chiddush that he doesn't become a guy. That once he's chashul davarech, we're not going to treat him like a guy. At least you have to be choshish the kedusha. That's why we emphasize a ger. But really, this price of this din of a ger that's chashul davarech, being chashul and everything, is a din in every Jew. Anybody who's chashul davarech is chashul and everything, and it's only within the sheet of Rameir who holds that way. We reject that lahalacha, and therefore we don't hold it by a ger either. So it's a major machlokas achronim. Why is this not in Shulchan Aruch? Is it not in Shulchan Aruch because it's wrong, or is it not in Shulchan Aruch because it's obvious based on something else that it says in Shulchan Aruch? The Ritva Nivamos writes that even a kiddushin that he was mekadesh begeruso, the get is going to help, even if he gives the get after he goes back to being a mumar. This is nogeya. This happens sometimes. Person is megayer, starts acting like a frum Jew, we treat him like a frum Jew, he gets married, and then he decides one day, he just decides he's going to give it all up, and he goes back to acting like a guy. He goes and becomes a mumar. So the Ritva writes that the get he gives as a mumar can work, and when he does tshuva again, he's not going to require tevila, he just needs to do kabbalas chaverus in front of a based in again, but it's not like a new gerus when he does tshuva again. Mm-hmm. The tour says no. That some say that a mumar chil Shabbos for hesi avodah zarah has the din of a complete guy, and his kiddushav is not kiddushin. His kiddushin doesn't work. Tour writes in the name of the Baal Lechos, a ger shechazul l'suro yeno yayin nesach pito paskuti peros of tvelim. Everything we assume everything the worst about him. So the drisha just says, well, yeno yayin nesach. That's pashut. Even Yisrael Mumar is Yeno Yayin Nesach. So of course, a Gerus Chazal Suro is no better than Yisrael Mumar. So the Drisha suggests a phenomenal Chiddush. He says, no, what the Torah means to say is that it's Yayin Nesach L'Mafreya. For 10 years, he acted like a good frum Jew, and he touched wine plenty of times during those 10 years. And now he's Chazal Suro, that Yeno Yayin Nesach means that even L'Mafreya is going to be Yeno Yayin Nesach. For all those 10 years that he was touching wine, it's going to be Yayin Nesach. And Taz quotes this from the Drisha and says that that's ridiculous. You can't say something like that. A guy for 10 years acting like a regular Jew, and now in the Mafrei you're gonna pass all the Yayin. He says, no, that's absolutely incorrect. It can't be. Okay, Vaitur in the Gemara. Tan Rabbanon. Habola Kabel Divrei Chaverus. If someone comes to be Makabel Divrei Chaverus, which we again described exactly what that is, what set of rules he agrees to accept, chutz midavar echad, except he leaves one thing out. He says, I'm a kabbal almost everything, ain mekabel or so. So we say, sorry, you don't. That's not good enough. You have to be mekabel. It's all or nothing. Ovid chum shabal mekabel divrei Torah chutz midavar echad ain mekabel or so. Similarly, a guy who comes to be mekabel divrei Torah, except for one thing, there's just one thing he doesn't like. Shatness bothers him. He doesn't like that rule of shatness, or whatever it is. One thing he decides that he's not so into, we're not allowed to be mekabel him as a ger. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Domer, Afil Diktokach, Rabbi Devre Sofrim. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, even if it's only a din d'rabbanan, even if it's what he leaves out is a din d'rabbanan, still we're not able to be mekabel him as a ger. So that's what Rashi writes. A chumra d'rabbanan. Even Diktokach Sofrim is a chumra d'rabbanan. Bir Alacha writes, no, Diktokach Sofrim doesn't necessarily mean a din d'rabbanan. Rabbanan. It means what Chazal used to be Mevar the Divrei Torah, to explain what the Torah says, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. If a person's Maniach Tefillin Im Chamisha Totafos, that he's Mosif al Divrei Sofrim, he's Chayv Mishum Bal Tosif. That's the Lashon of the Gemara in Mesach Sanhedrin, Daf Peches and Beis. They've put on Tefillin with Chamisha Totafos, so it's Mosif al Divrei Sofrim. What do you mean Mosif al Divrei Sofrim? Tefillin Adar Raisa. So why is that called Divrei Sofrim? So he says that that's called Divrei Sofrim because it's the way, because it doesn't say Beferish in the Torah exactly what tefillin should look like. So it's the way Chazal interpret the Torah. And that's what it sounds like in the Rambam. That Bizman Azeh, even if a person is Mekabel, Kol HaTorah Kula Chutz Mi Diktuk Echad, the Rambam's Lashon is, we're not Mekabel. So what the Rambam's trying to paraphrase is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that he leaves out a Diktuk Echad Mi Divrei Sofrim, means that one of the drushos of Chazal, it doesn't necessarily mean a chumra midrabanan. A chumra midrabanan, maybe Itaka would be a ger. Diktuk echad midivrei sofrim means he leaves out the way Chazal understand some part of the Torah. It's a major question. If let's say a person, let's say it's a person who says, I'm a kabbal ol mitzvos, I'm just not going to do all of them. What does that mean? Hey, Mekabel HaMitzvot, not do all of them? Well, do any of us do all of them? I mean, we all speak Lashon Hara from time to time. We violate Onas Devarim from time to time. We violate things. People have a Yetzer Hara, and they violate things. So a person, let's say a person says, look, I want to be a convert. I'm Mekabel that the Kol Torah Kulos Min HaShemayim, which Baruch Hu gave it to us, and I'm Chayiv and everything, and I'm going to strive for everything. But I have to be honest with you, I'm not ready to give up Lashon Hara yet. So I'm not ready to give up whatever shotness yet. And so is that considered Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Is that chutz midavrechad? Is that chutz midavrechad where we can't be mekabel him? So this is a famous shuvah of Chaim Ozer and Chelek Gimel Simul Chavav. A lot of controversy nowadays exactly how to interpret this shuvah of Rabbi Chaim Ozer, exactly what he meant. Rabbi Chaim Ozer writes that a nachri that's ba l'esgayer and be mekabel all mitzvahs chutz midavrechad midavrei sofrim ein mekabel him. So that's only if he makes it tonight that he's not going to be mekabel that mitzvah, and that issue is going to be mutter for him. Then we're not mekabel him, because you can't leave out something in your gerus, an ein gerus l'chatzayin. But if he's mekabel on himself all the mitzvos, but he knows that he has a taiva and he's going to violate one of the mitzvos, so then that's not a chisaron in his kabbalah's mitzvos. I mean, it's a chisaron, but that's not going to be ma'akev his gerus.
Fine.
Right, Shabbos is different. Shabbos is called Torah Kula. Yeah, Shabbos, that wouldn't work. Right, he's got to choose better than that. Stuff with Zara, it's not going to work, right? That's certain things that are not going to work. Okay, V'chein ben Levi, Shabbala Kabbal Divrei Leviya, V'koin Shabbala Kabbal Divrei Kuhuna, a Levi is Mekabal Divrei Leviya, Koin Divrei Kuhuna, Chutz Midavar Echad, except they say there's one rule of Leviya or of Kuhuna that I can't accept, Ein Mekabal Noso, Shnemer Makvaz Dama Shalom V'gomer, Havoda Mesrul B'nei Aaron, Kol Koin Shein Amodabai, Ein Lochelik B'kuhuna. So we had this Gemara previously, that any time a Koin is not Moda in some element of the kuhuna, so he gets no chelik in the kuhuna whatsoever. So Rashi in Chulin, when the Gemara came up, said that he says that in his heart he believes that a certain item is divrei hevel, a certain avoda in the Beis Hamikdash is a bunch of garbage, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never mitzave it. So then he's not, he doesn't get a chelik in the kuhuna. So the Ritva says, what are you talking about? If that's what it means, that he's not mekabel, that he thinks it's divrei hevel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzave, ain lo chelik. He's chayv misa. He's a kofer b'toras Moshe. It's much worse than ein lo chelik b'kohuna. A person, such a person like that, is an absolute kofer. So says the Ritva. No, what it means is he's not molded mitzvah avodos. Means he says that they're unnecessary and that they're not a chova, even though Moshe Rabbeinu said them mipi agvura. He thinks Moshe Rabbeinu said them as a mitzvah lechachila, but not to be ma'akev. That they're not ma'akev, even though in fact the halacha is that they are ma'akev. So such a person is ein lo chelek b'kuhuna. There's a machlokes rishonim when there's no other kohen except for that kohen that's not molded ba'avoda. Do you give him matnas kuhuna or not? The chaknas and the menachal says you do. The tzom kachim says kohen ein molded ba'avoda has a din like a zar gomer. He has a din of a non kohen completely, and even b'di'eved you would not give him matnas kuhuna. in that situation. Tana Rabbanan, Vaitu in the Gemara, we have a Braisa. Habala Kabal Devre Chaverus, Imre Yinu Yishnoig Betzina Betov, Beso Mekabal Naso. If we see that he privately observes the halachos in his house, so Mekabalim, Va'achar Kach Melamdan Naso, Mekabalim right away, and then we'll teach him all the details. The Imlav, but if we don't know that he's been observing anything, even privately, Melamdan Naso, Va'achach Mekabalim Naso, so then it's important first to teach him, and then we can be Mekabal, but first it's going to be important to teach him all of the details. Rabbi Shimon Yichayomer, Bein Kach Ubein Kach Mekablin Oso, V'lomit Kedarko V'holich. No, you Mekablin right away, and if he doesn't know everything yet, it's okay, he'll learn that you have to take things in steps. Very important. This whole Gemara is about, from here on, is all about how you have to understand that not everything happens all at once. That sometimes person's Mekabel, but things will happen slowly, they'll take things in stages. Tan Rabbanan, Mekablin L'Knafayim, V'achar Kach Mekablin L'Taros. We Mekabel someone L'Knafayim, someone who agrees L'Knafayim literally means for wings. Rashi over here says it means to dip netilas yadayim before eating, before he touches the food, because yadayim shnei osein, so he's mekabel to dip netilas yadayim, and then mekabel lataros. V'yamamar eni mekabel elu l'knafayim mekabel nosof. The person says, "Not, I'm not ready for taros yet. I just want you to be mekabel me only for knafayim." So fine, so we're mekabel him. We're mekabel him for that, and we assume that he's trusted on that area. Kibel lataros lo kibel l'knafayim af lataros lo kibel. But if he says, "I want you to be mekabel me for taros, but not for Netilas Yadayim," well then we're not he's going backwards, and therefore we're not going to be Mekablim. You have to take the small things first and build up. If a person tries to take a giant leap before he's willing to take on the smaller things, a lot of times you have with people who want to do tshuva for certain things, they go in the wrong direction sometimes. They don't take the small things, they want to take the big things first, and it comes out that it looks absurd. You have a person who's still eating nevels and treifas, but he wears a gartel. You have people who are Mekabel things that are much bigger chumras, that they're not mekabel the basics. Very important that it be done in the proper path. Tan Rabbanan, ad kama mekabelin oso. To what extent are we mekabel? B'shami yom lemashkin shloshim yom luksus shnei masor chodesh. That for means when for how long do we assume the Kabbalah? So lemashkin shloshim yom. Rashi says shem kibel of divrei chaverus ad shloshim yom memnil le mikan ve'eluch betaros mashkin shatumasim kala. That if he's been observing it for 30 days, we can assume he's good to go. Luksus for to be machzik his ksus like a chaver. Big day ma'aretz are tamei medras, so to assume that his clothing is not tamei, shnei masor chodesh. Ubeisil amrim echad zeh ve'echad zeh l'shnei masor chodesh. Beisil says, no, in either case you need 12 months of a track record in order to assume anything. So says Gemara, im kein havelei mekuli beishavim rechum beisil. That means Beisil is being more machmir, that you always require 12 months. We never get away with just 30 days. And we have a list of mishnayos where Beisil is more machmir than beishavim, and this isn't on the list. In Masech Zidiyos, there's a whole list of where Beisil is machmir. Why didn't this make the list? It must be that we have it wrong, that Beisil holds that it's 30 days either way. If a person wants to be mekabel divrei chaverus, he has to do it in front of three chaverim. But then the members of his household are automatically included in that kabbalah. They don't need a separate kabbalah. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, his children, the members of his household, also need to do a separate Kabbalah. It's a totally different issue between the parent and the children. Even a Talmud Chacham who wants to be treated like a Chaver has to be Mekabel Divrei Chaverus in front of three Chaverim. Zakin v'yoshev b'yeshiva einu tzorech l'kabel b'fnei shlosh chaverim shekvar kibel lav mishar sheyoshav. But if a guy sits and learns all day, so then he doesn't need a special Kabbalah. By saying that I'm a kollel guy, that means he's Mekabel Divrei Chaverus. Abishol omer af Talmud Chacham einu tzorech l'kabel b'fnei shlosh chaverim. Abishol says even a Talmud Chacham doesn't need to be Mekabel in front of shlosh chaverim v'lo od ela shacher Mekabel l'fanav. He could be one of the guys that someone else is Mekabel in front of. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'yimei b'noshu Rabbi Chanin b'natiganus nishneis mishnazu. This must have been taught in the days of the son of Rabbi Chanin b'natiganus. Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yossi istapaklu milsa b'taros, because the story happened once. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi had a suffix about some taros related issue. Shadra abanu l'gabi b'noshu Rabbi Chanin b'natiganus. So he sent the shayla to the son of Rabbi Chanin b'natiganus. Azilu amr leila ayin ba. So they came and they brought the shayla there, asked him to look into it. Vashkachua de Katoin Taros, also Rabbanim Yididei Legabai V'kai Ihuli Yuneba. So he set up a barrier of rabbis between these people who were asking him the Shaila and the Taros that he was dealing with, so they wouldn't have any access to the Taros, and then he went to study the issue that they asked him about. So basically he was insulting them. He was showing, look, I can't trust you with my Taharos, so I'm going to set up a barrier of rabbis to guard my Taharos while I look into the issue. So Asu Amri Le Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yossi, so when they told Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi what happened, Amr Lahu Rabbi Yehuda Aviv Shalzeh Biza Tamid Chamim Afhu Mevazah Tamid Chamim. Look, his father Rabbi Yehuda was Mevazah Tamid Chamim, so he's Mevazah Tamid Chamim also. Look how he embarrasses us. So Amr Rabbi Yossi, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda, that was father Rabbi Yehuda. Amr Lahu Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said to them that his father Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus, this is the son of Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus, that his father Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus was Mevazah Tamid Chamim, he's Mevazah Tamid Chamim also by disrespecting you in that way, by not trusting you with this Taros. So Amr Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not the attitude to take. Leave his father alone. Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus is a very respectable person. Leave him alone. Why is he so untrustworthy then? Why is he so untrusting then? This is a minhag that Kohanim have, that they're always knowing from the days of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that they're not, they don't trust anyone with their Taharos. But you shouldn't assume that it means any that he's, don't take it personally, he wasn't saying anything against you. If a chaver dies, his family is assumed to be becheskas, that they know what they're doing, until we have reason to be choshi them. And similarly, if you have a chatzar where tchelis, genuine tchelis, was being sold, we assume that they continue to sell genuine tchelis and not the forgery, not kla ilan, until we know that that kla ilan is coming out of that chatzar. Okay, but let's pick up with the next price tomorrow. Bye.